The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara here in this suya explains the halachas of which birds are kosher and which birds are not kosher. The suya began with the Mishnah earlier, and Daf Nun Tesamad Aleph, in which the Mishnah said, "Simoni behima v'chayo nemru min atoira." The signs of which type of animals are kosher and not are specified in the Torah. The simonia oif leinemru, the signs of which birds are kosher and which not, are not specified in the Torah. The Torah simply lists 24 birds that are not kosher. All other birds are kosher. The Torah doesn't give rules and guidelines of which ones are kosher, which ones are not. Rather, the Torah identifies specific species of which ones are kosher and which ones are not. However, the Mishnah says, "Avol omru chachamim kol oif ha'adayres tamei." Nevertheless, the chachamim gave principles, gave rules and guidelines which birds are kosher and which ones are not. And the Mishnah says, "Kol oif ha'adayres tamei." If it's doyres, if it hunts in a specific way, Be'ez Hashem, within the shiur, we will discuss what that means. It's really a machloiges harishonim. So if it does that, if it's doyres, if it does this kind of hunting, killing, whatever doyres means, then it is certainly a non-kosher bird. Kol sheyesh le'etzpe yiseyev ezefek, v'kukavone niklav tor. Even when it is not doyres, if it's doyres, that's it. It's off the table. It's nothing what to talk about. It's for sure not kosher. Even if it's not doyres, then it has to have an etzbe yeseyo, a zefek, and kerkavani niklas. If it has these three things, is it one of these three? Is it all of these three? We'll have to see. Then it's tor. Reb Tzadik says another thing. A bird that splits its feet, if you put it on a line, if it's going to stand on a wire and it will split its feet, then we know that it's tamei. After that, the Mishnah continues with the laws of Chagavim. This is what the Mishnah says for the laws of birds. So the Gemara by us, our Gemara, starts the last line of Samech Amedeis, and it goes into our Daf Samech Aleph and Samech Beis, and the Gemara's later. So these are the primary sugyas in Shas that discuss the laws of which birds are kosher and which birds are not. I would like, in this shiur, to lay out the principles, some general principles, of which the halachas of kosher birds are based on. And the Ezra Hashem in the coming shiur to discuss some practical applications of certain birds that are discussed, whether they are kosher or whether they're not. So as we already mentioned, the Torah lists 24 birds. The reason I say this is that's the number that the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, and Sosa and the Shulchan Aruch follows him. It says the Rambam that if you count in the Torah the birds that we find, you'll find 24 birds, and he lists them off which ones they are. Now, not all of them are said in the same place, but this is what the Rambam puts together in a list of 24. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi, this is a Yerushalmi that talks about the 19 trefa birds. And the Yerushalmi says that the 19 brachas in Shemayin Esrei are parallel to the 19 trefa birds. It's probably talking about 19 that are listed in one parsha, perhaps the other ones fit into the additional ones fit into the category of these 19. Be that as it may, the Rambam counts 24 birds. Again, the Torah did not say ways of differentiating, rules and guidelines, like the Torah did so for animals, and like the way the Torah did for fish. Fish are kosher to have fins and scales, and it depends on those signs. And for animals, if they chew their cud and have split hooves, that's what makes them kosher. Here, when it came to birds, the Torah simply listed species that are tame, that are not kosher. And the Gemara, the Mishnah with the Gemara, came and said, made rules out of it. Now let's see how the Gemara says it. So the Gemara says, Simani ois meinanru, the signs of birds are not said in the Torah. V'lo yifrak the Gemara, the Torah doesn't say so. V'lo tanya, we learned in the Braiso, Nesher. The Braiso starts off, Nesher, the type of bird that's called Nesher, Man Nesher miyucha, chain the etzbeyesei, v'sefek vein kurkavani niklas. Just like the Nesher bird that is not kosher is a type of bird that doesn't have an extra finger. It doesn't have his effect. The in korkavon in Nikolas. It doesn't, its korkavon cannot be peeled. The doyres vayichel, and it also is a doyres, it is that type of hunter. The vayichel tame, just like this nasher has these properties, and it is therefore not kosher. So any bird that is like that and has those signs will also be tummy, will also be not kosher. And says the Braisa Torin, the bird that we know is for sure kosher, the Torah says you bring karbonis Torin ibnayina, doves or turtle doves, as karbonis, and anything that can be brought as a carbon we know certainly is a kosher animal. If it's a kosher, if it's a bird that is permitted to be brought as a carbon, then it's certainly a kosher bird. So Tayrin, Chiesla, and Etzba, these Tayrin, they have an extra finger, you say. Vizafik, they also have a Zafik. If it's Korkavon Nicholas, and their Korkavon is peeled, in Dorison, it also does not hunt in that way. Vayichlin, Tayrin. And that is a kosher bird. Called Kayetz Ben Tayer. So to anything else that is like it is tar, is a kosher bird. So the Braises learnt that we can compare all birds to either a Nesher or a Toyer. Either the bird is going to be like a Nesher and be Tame, if it has all the four signs of a non-kosher bird, or if it has all the four signs of a kosher bird, then it will be kosher. Now, the Braisa did not speak about what happens with all the birds in between. What happens if a bird has some kosher signs and some non-kosher signs? It's a list of four. So that we had a trefa ones that have all that are missing all the four. We have kosher ones that have all the four. What about the ones in between that have some and are missing some? So that the Braisa didn't say, but either way, the Braisa did say, what the Gemara is discussing is that the Braisa did, in fact, learn out of the Torah certain signs of which ones, which animals are kosher, which animals are not kosher. So that was the Gemara's kasha and the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that it's only the Chachamim that told us which ones are kosher, which ones are not, when in fact the Braisa says that we learn it out of the Torah? Amar Abaye answers, Le'nemet peyushan midivrei Torah eli midivrei Sofrim. Abaye answers that indeed it is d'oraisa. Indeed, the signs of which birds are kosher, which birds are not kosher, is in fact minat Torah, biblical. However, what the Mishnah means to say is that these signs the Torah didn't specify. The Torah didn't speak it out. The Torah didn't spell it out for us. It was only the Chachamim, it was only the sages that came and explained to us which signs they learned out of the birds that the Torah listed as being kosher, and the birds that the Torah listed as being non-kosher, that from there they deduced which are the signs of kosher birds and which are the signs of non-kosher birds. Now, Tosfos right here asks the question that the Braisa said, any oif that is doiris, it really goes back to the Mishnah, the side of the Gemara says, but it's printed over here on this page, that the Mishnah said, any bird that is doiris, that does this kind of hunting, is tamei, is in fact not kosher. So Tosfos asks, how does the Chachamim know, and we had that the Gemara said that the Chachamim deduced, learned out of the birds that the Torah listed, which ones are kosher, that the Rabbanim, the sages learned, they deduced this principle that if it hunts in this way, it is not kosher. In fact, Tosfos asks, Tosfos, how does the Rabbanim know, how does the sages know that all kosher birds are not doyres, and that all non-kosher birds are not doyres? Were the sages zoologists? How did the Chazal know such a thing? Where did they get it from? How did they know this fact that kosher birds are not doyres, and treifa birds, non-kosher birds, are doyres? And Tosfos answers, perhaps the Chazal, the sages, they had a Kabbalah from the days of Noach. Noach knew which birds were kosher, which birds were not kosher. And from the birds that were kosher, he went ahead and he brought karbonis. And he saw all the birds, because he brought all the species into the teva. And he checked them all out, and he was able to tell which ones were doyres, which ones were not doyres. And we have a Kabbalah. Back to Noach, the sages, they were told from generation to generation, back to the generation of Noach, this concept that all birds that are kosher do not doyres, and those that are not kosher are doyres. This rule that if it's kosher, it will not be doyres. That is how Tosfos learns. Now, Tosfos obviously understood that it's not a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. It wasn't given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, this concept that if a bird is doyres, then it's not kosher. It's just something that the Chachamim deduced, that if it's doyres, they knew that by looking at which birds are kosher, which birds are not kosher, by looking at all the kosher birds, and they saw that the kosher ones are not doyres, they were able to build a rule out of that. And the Ran says something very similar. The Chazal checked, and they found that all treifa birds are doyres, except for one kind. And they found all the kosher birds, all the ones that they found that were kosher, they saw that they're not doyres, so therefore they knew that they could assume that if they're going to find any bird that is doyres, they're going to assume that it's probably from that kind that is tame. So the Ran understands that we don't have to say that we necessarily got this from Noach, but rather they were able to see from as many as they came across, and they were able to be machzik and able to assume, build an assumption based on a vast amount of knowledge, that to build such a rule, a general rule, that if it's doyres, it can be assumed to be not kosher. However, the Yireyim, which is one of the Yerushalayim, he says that we learn this out of a Binyan Av. You have a drasha that tells us that if it's doyres, if it does this kind of hunting, then it's a type of animal that fits into the category of nesher, and that's what makes it be awesome. The Torah is what told us. Chazal learned out of the Torah, Zadin Doiraiso, that if it has such a simen, if it has such a quality, that it is doiris, then it is in fact awesome. It's not because there was research and they were able to see, hey, there's no kosher birds, that's doyres, and all treifa birds are doyres, so therefore they built such a rule. No, Not that they built such a rule. They learned it that if anything that will be doyers will be comparable to a bird that's called a nasher. It learned out of nasher. And therefore, they never had to look at all the birds. And it's not because they looked at all the birds. It's not because of a knowledge of all the birds. It's intrinsic. If it is doyres, if it's something that does this kind of hunting, then it will be, in fact, considered a nasher, and that will be considered a right away a nasher, a bird that is traced. Interestingly, the Chasam Sofer took the Urayim a step further. The Chasam Sofer understood that according to the Urayim, it's a halacha l'moish misina. And he says that according to the Urayim, if let's say we'll find a bird that has all the other three signs of Tahara, but it nevertheless is dangerous, it nevertheless does this type of hunting thing, we're going to know that it's a kind of bird that is a nasher. We're going to say that it is a nasher. It doesn't go ahead and look like a nasher. It has all the characteristics that don't make it look like a nasher. We'll say that really this bird is a nasher. Some reason, there were some changes, for some reason this breed of bird lost other characteristics of the nasher, and it's missing the other characteristics, but in fact it is that species of nasher. And the Chasam Sofer says that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, and he says like this: if we'll find a bird, even a kosher type of bird, that is doyres, even if it's, let's say, a kosher species, let's say a chicken, if all of a sudden we'll find a chicken that is doyres, everyone knows a chicken is kosher, and everyone eats a chicken, but if we'll find a chicken that is doyres, from then on, a chicken will become tameh. From then on, it will become like a nasher, it will be categorized as a nasher, and that will make it be tameh. In essence, according to the Urayim, the idea of doyres is not simply the fact that it's a sign of what it is. It's not telling us that it's a type of bird that is one of those species that the Torah defined as being treif, as being non-kosher. Rather, the reason, what makes it be non-kosher, is the fact that it's doyres. If it is doyres, it is becoming like a nasher. Nasher is not necessarily defined as a specific origin of birds or a specific breed of birds. Nasher is defined as birds that are doyres. The fact that it's doyres is the cause of that it will be traced. And says the Chasam Sofer, let's say we'll have that in one generation chickens will be doyres, in that generation chickens will then become like an asher, and then they'll become treif. And then if in the next generation will revert back, that they stop being doyres, then they'll revert back to being kosher. Because this is the cause, that it gets caused to be like an asher, like a nasher, and something that is doyres, and therefore it's trace. Now, until this point, we assumed that, and this is the way most Rishonim learn, that when the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo nemer peyusha medivei Torah lemedivei Sofer, when Abaye answered the question from the Braisa and the Mishnah, and he said that even though the Mishnah said that the Torah never specified what types of birds, what signs make birds be kosher, which signs are birds for birds that are not kosher. And the Braisa did say that the Torah sort of gave signs, and Abaye says that the Torah didn't explain what the signs are, but the Rachamim explains to us what the signs are. According to most Rishonim, what this means to say is that indeed these signs are Minat Torah. We learn out of Psukim that these signs Chazal explained to us, that this is what the Pesukim are really telling us, in that the Torah said which birds are kosher and which birds are not kosher. We learn out of Pesukim that there are indeed identifying signs of which birds are kosher and which not. It was only the Chazal that explained it to us. It wasn't explicit in the Torah. But the Torah, the sages came along to explain what the Torah meant. However, there are some opinions that understand that when the Gemara answers, when Abaye answers, that Abaye means to say that indeed there's no such thing in our Torah as a sign of a bird that's kosher. There's only specific species that are kosher and specific species that are not kosher. The Torah never defined a bird as being kosher by its characteristics. The Torah only defines a bird as being kosher or not kosher as being a type of species. Chazal, on their own accord, knew which birds are kosher, which birds are not kosher, and they gave signs, they gave ways of a person to tell which birds are kosher, which birds are not. So it comes out, according to this explanation, the signs of what's kosher, what's not kosher, is a total concept, the whole concept of signs for birds is a rabbinical concept, which was given, for simplicity, if you want to be able to figure it out, but not that there's such a rule or concept biblically as what defines a bird of being kosher is having that sign or not having that sign. Okay, so that's what we explained so far. So far we explained where did it come from, who was it that established this thing of Doyretz being a sign for a kosher bird or not a kosher bird. Was it a Kabbalah from Noach, or the Chachamim on their own accord figured it out, or it's a halacha l'maish mi-Sinai, perhaps it's a cause in itself. And then we had on all the simanim in general, a machloikas, according to most Rishonim, the idea of simanim for birds is actually biblical, and according to a minority of opinions, the concept of signs for birds is not at all biblical, but rather the rabbis came along and saw and built rules to be able to figure out which ones are kosher, but really, indeed, everything depends on the species. Now let's go into explaining what does it mean that a bird is doyres. We said that if a bird is doyres, that does this type of hunting thing, then we know that it's for sure not kosher. So we have three ways in the Rishonim how to explain what that means, that it's doyres v'oichel. According to Rashi and the Rambam, it means that the bird holds the food down with its feet when it eats it. It holds the food with its feet so that the food should not move, and it should not all be grabbed to its mouth. It pokes it and picks it with its beak, with its mouth, then it holds it down with its feet, that it should stay stable with its feet. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means that it eats its food alive. In other words, this bird is a hunter, and it finds some prey, and it eats the prey when the prey is alive, and it doesn't wait until the prey dies. That's what it means that it's doyres. According to the Ramban, and the Ra'ah, it does not necessarily mean that the bird eats it when the prey is alive. It doesn't have to necessarily eat the prey when it's alive, but it has to be. Doyres v'oichel means that it's doyres for the purpose of eating. In other words, it's able to catch its prey with its feet and poison it and kill it with its feet. So these are the three basic explanations for what it means, doyres v'oichel. Could really be divided into more opinions, but this is the basic three mahalchim that we find in the Rishonim, what it means, doyres v'oichel. the Shas, the Prima Godin says, that a person has, we have to be machna on all three explanations of what Dayar Zayichah means. We have a Mechwaikis HaRishayin, what Dayar Zayichah means. If it's Dayar Zayichah, we know that it's not kosher. And we have to be machmer on all explanations. Now, we briefly mentioned before, and I'll get a little bit back to that, and I like to just read off what Shulchan Aruch says, how Shulchan Aruch puts all the rules together. It's based off the Gemaras. There's a lot of Gemaras here. It goes well beyond the scope of this year to explain how Shulchan Aruch got to all these rules. But just to have a basic layout of putting all the rules together, how Shulchan Aruch does it, I like to read through Shulchan Aruch. Even after beyond Shulchan Aruch, there's Mefarshim and Mefarshim, there's really ways how to understand what comes before the Shulchan Aruch and other opinions and how do we get it from the Gemara. So, as you can see, this is a tremendous sugya. It's very comprehensive. There's so much what to study and learn on this sugya of which birds are kosher, and this is just to give, the purpose of this year is just to give basic general principles and concepts while learning this sugya of which birds are kosher, which ones are not. So we said before the first halach of Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is in Yerodei Atzmin Pei Beis, and that was, we listed off which birds are kosher. The Torah counts 24 birds that are kosher and not. Then Shulchan Aruch says, goes through, well, if somebody knows a bird is one of the birds, if he doesn't know it's one of the birds, and then he says, if somebody doesn't know which birds are the birds that the Torah is talking about, so then he uses the signs like what we discussed in our sugya. And it says like this, if it's Dayres, which we explained that three opinions, what Dayres means, if it's Dayres Vayichol, then it's certainly not kosher. If you don't know if it's Dayres or not, so then, there's a way how to do a trick to figure out if it's Dayres or not. That if the bird will sit itself on a wire and will divide its feet with putting two fingers in the front and two fingers on the back, or another way, if it grabs food from the ear and eats, then I know that's a sign to know that it's Dayres. Fine, that's good. If you don't know if it's Dayres or not, you have a way of figuring out if it's Dayres. Now, if you know that it for sure is not Dayres, then you still do not know, then you know it's possible that it's kosher, but you still don't know for sure if it's kosher. So then, there are three signs, like what we discussed, that if it has the extra finger, if it has a zefek, and if it has kerkavon and niklaf, that the kerkavon gets peeled, so then it will be kosher. So again, if it's not Dayres, and also it has the other three, so then it's okay. Then Shulchan Aruch says, even if it has all these three, you still shouldn't eat it, because maybe it actually is Dayres. Maybe it still is Dayres. Maybe at some point in time it's Dayres, and therefore you should not eat a bird, even if you've had all of the four simon, A, that it's not Dayres, also that it had all the other three things, you still should not eat it. Now, actually, the Mefarshim explained that if it has all these three signs of being kosher, in other words, the three later signs of the extra finger, Zephik and the Korkevon, that is the Korkevon and Nicholas Viyad, has all three, and even if you don't know for sure if it's Dayres or not, it's Mutter. If you know for sure that it's not Dayres, then even if you only have one of the other three Simonei Tahara, or some say it has to have specifically the one that the Korkevon is Niklaf, then it's already tar. But in any case, that doesn't make such a difference, because we said that even if it has all the four signs, you should not eat it unless you have a Messiah. Then the Shulchan Aruch has an exclusion, the Mechaber, which would be usually for the Psak of that the Sfardim follow, that if it has a Chortamo, if its beak is wide, and its feet are also wide, like a duck, then you know for sure it's not Dayres. And then, if it has all the three simanim, you can eat it even though you don't have a Messiah. And that the Rima comes along and says, even that you shouldn't rely on, and you should only eat a bird if you have a Messiah. The Chaynag in the Shanois. So the Mechaber has some way, Sfaradim theoretically, have some way that they, even though they don't have a Messiah, they would be able to look at a bird that it, and be able to tell if it has the proper simanim that Shulchan Aruch says, they'd be able to look at a bird and eat it. Whereas the Ashkenazim that follow the Rama would never help that they have a, that they find a new bird and look at the simanim that it has and say that it's kosher, because they would have to have a Messiah. We would have to have credibility of a Messiah that we know generation after generation ate it. The next year we will discuss Beis Hashem how to apply these principles in a practical sense to halacha. Beis Hashem. This concludes this year.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.